This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An influential Shiite cleric announced on Monday that he would resign from Iraqi politics, prompting hundreds of his angry followers to storm the government palace and sparking clashes with security forces. At least 15 protesters were killed as a result. Protesters loyal to cleric Muqtada al-Sadr pulled down the cement barriers outside the government palace with ropes and breached the palace gates. Many rushed into the lavish salons and marbled halls of the palace, a key meeting place for Iraqi heads of state and foreign dignitaries. Iraq's military announced a nationwide curfew, and the caretaker premier suspended cabinet sessions in response to the violence. Medical officials said dozens of protesters were wounded by gunfire and tear gas and physical altercations with riot police. As night fell, this Raya Salam, a militia aligned with al-Sadr, claimed with the Popular Mobilization Force, a security group, a small force from the Special Forces Division and Iraqi Army's 9th Division also joined to contain the militants as the clashes continued for hours inside the Green Zone, the seat of Iraq's government. A U.S. nuclear watchdog team has set off on an urgent mission to safeguard the endangered Russian-occupied atomic power plant, which has been at the heart of fighting in Ukraine. The world hopes that this long-awaited trip will help avoid a nuclear catastrophe. The trip to the country where the world's worst nuclear accident, Chernobyl, in 1986 sent radiation across the region, shocked the world and intensified a global push away from nuclear energy. The stakes of the UN mission are high because of fighting at and near the plant and because the plant is occupied by the Russian military. This is VOA News. Russia has faced technical problems with Iranian-made drones acquired from Tehran this month for use in its war with Ukraine. That is according to Biden administration officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the U.S. intelligence assessment. They did not detail the numerous failures. They added that the U.S. assesses that the delivery of the series unmanned aerial vehicles over several days this month is likely part of a Russian plan to acquire hundreds of Iranian UAVs. The Associated Press reported last week that Russia had recently obtained hundreds of Iranian drones capable of being used in its war against Ukraine. More than 100,000 people have been evacuated to safer areas as heavy rain brings flood risk to a region of southwest China that was devastated by heat and drought for most of the summer. Heavy rains and forecast for parts of the Sichuan province and the city through at least Tuesday. It's a megacity built in a hilly area and including mountains and countryside issued a flash flood warning. One village in Sichuan that had been suffering drought conditions recorded 7.4 inches of rain. A legal filing shows the U.S. Justice Department has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate this month. Monday's filing says the department has identified a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privilege information. The filing from the department follows a judge's weekend order indicating she was inclined to grant the Trump legal team a request for a special master to review the seized documents and to set aside any that may be covered by claims of legal privilege. A hearing is set for Thursday. Cubans are fleeing their country in the largest numbers in more than four decades. The migrants choose to stake their lives and futures on a dangerous journey to the United States by air, land, and sea to escape the island's political and economic woes. Most fly to Nicaragua as tourists and slowly make their way to the U.S. border. A smaller number gamble as on an ocean voyage. Three men who survived the odyssey spoke to the Associated Press about it. One man endured a trek right through eight countries that lasted more than a month. Another paid for a speedboat trip. A third decided to risk a perilous passage aboard a homemade craft. Recapping our top story, an influential Shiite cleric announced Monday that he is going to resign from Iraqi politics, prompting hundreds of his angry followers to storm the government palace and sparking clashes with security forces in which at least 15 protesters were killed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.